In the last presentation of Chapter 4, we discussed a sample mutual fund, the Investment Company of America, and we said that there are many others, folks, but one of the reasons we chose this fund was because of its length of time, and it's been a very successful mutual fund. So here on the class website is an illustration that shows how you would have done if you had invested for the entire 79 years of their history. Now, the industry, for some odd reason, the SEC says you got to use $10,000. I think that's a little much for people. I think, personally, if it were up to me, I'd have them put $100 or $50 a month away. But that's what the industry uses. And I have it queued up in Adobe Acrobat, so we're not going to use the browser. You go ahead and click on that. But we're going to use Adobe Acrobat. And we're going to see that, yeah, there it is, the hypothetical illustration for Business 123, 2003. And we do some hypotheticals at another part of the class website, and we go over all the scary stuff to make you understand that you can lose money and be afraid, be very afraid, and nobody reads it. But what we're going to do here is scroll down to where we actually start making money. And we started with $10,000 back on January 1st, 1934. Yikes, in the depths of the Depression. And we see our account value doing pretty well the first few years until 1937, and then there's World War II, and then there's Korea, but then the 50s and 60s take hold, and the economy grows at a tremendous rate, and we start making money, and oh boy, we're exciting, but we notice that it does bounce around quite a bit, but that's typical of stock investing. And until we hit 1972, and our $10,000 has become $1,231,000, and we're all going to be rich, and everything is... And then 2 years later, it's $840,000. 73, 74, two very difficult years. Most of you weren't even born yet, but it is history, folks. And then we come out of that. If we held on by 1976, we're actually above where we were in 72. So there are times when the economy struggles and the stock market struggles, but we're in it for the long term, right? We didn't sell our shares at the bottom in 1974, did we? Anyway, we're coming out of that, and oops. And the 80s, the stock market starts to really do well. And one thing you don't see that you would see in a graph that showed the 80s is you would see that in 1987 we started with what? At the beginning of the year, $6.5 million. By the middle of the year, by August actually, we had over $9 million. And then in 3 months later, we're back down. But yeah, it was a wild ride in 1987. But still, by the end of the year, we were up. We had gone up. Now, what did many people do? They waited until August of 1987. That's when they jumped in, and then 3 months later, when the market dropped 23% in one day, they ran out swearing to never do that again until the next time. Okay, so look at this. Throughout the 90s, the market goes hyperkinetic, and by the peak, in 2000, we have $47 million. Not bad. Our $10,000 has become $47 million, and then we're happy, excited, and then 2 years later it's $38 million, 2000 to 2002. But we held on, and we see the go 2000s with the housing bubble burst, housing bubble inflating, and then we're at a peak of 2007 at $70 million, over $70 million. And then in 1 year, we're down to $46 million. 2008. Yeah. But we're in intrepid investors, and we hold on, and we see it starting to claw itself back through the turmoil of the Great Recession. And by the end of 2012, we have recovered. Now, not all investments have since 2007. Many have, many haven't. But we, in this particular mutual fund, have recovered, and we're up to $73.5 million. Of course, you and I did not have $10,000 back in 1934 to invest. We weren't even alive then. A few of you were. But yes. But still, over 79 years, this mutual fund has been able to return 11.93%. And as I showed you, as we saw in the presentation, it's not the only one. Now let's take a look at the graph. I think that's a good, doesn't you think that's good? I think that's great to watch. And now let's take a look at the graph. And what we see is, this is an exponential graph. Well, it's not exponential, I'm sorry, it's an exponential growth. If it were a logarithmic, what am I talking about? We're talking about math, but the numbers are exponential. So the first 40, 50 years, it doesn't look like there's any kind of growth. But if we had changed the scale, if we had just looked at the first 20 years or the first 40 years, you would see that there'd be a whole lot of bouncing around. As you see here when the numbers get big. This, dear students, is the norm. The stock market, well, this is a little exaggerated. We don't usually drop 40-50% in 1 year, but it happens. And this is what you have to be prepared for. You have to be prepared for those times when the market's going to take a wild ride. However, if you're just starting out putting $50 or $100 a month, you welcome those downturns because they mean you're picking up more shares at a lower price, providing the world doesn't end. Illuminating. Please contact me if you want to see any other types of scenarios and take a look at the other illustrations on the class website. Good job, students. Study hard, and we'll see you next time.